Chance?
I love my work.
You only got to fuck your wife. Shut up. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the 26th episode of this third season of Press X to Start.
Hey.
Press X is a weekly gaming podcast about inclusivity and its place in gaming. Games for everyone. And we hope to break down the walls of exclusivity with our discussions on news, reviews, and all things video games. I'm your host, your heavyweight champion from a wish nigga wood, California, aka the janitor because I'll be washing niggas, aka the brand new member of the Spice Girls, Cringy Spice. Marcus Ellis.
So are you wearing the same attire as them?
Yeah, absolutely. Cheeks out.
Matching G strings.
I am Sean MF Ross.
What the MF stand for?
Multi-fire.
Hey.
I got them guns, nigga.
Oh, okay. Snap.
I like that.
Disclaimer, I don't actually own any guns.
Yet.
But if you see me in Call of Duty, you get these guns. I am DJ, aka Sexy Bad Choices, aka Scarlett Joe Handsome.
Hey. Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you. I like that.
Your first name's you Scarlet, nigga.
AKA.
Swedish New Age motherfuckers.
I got something special for the Did You Know part.
Okay.
I'm going to read this verbatim.
Okay.
Very slowly.
Get ready for Bellhops and Baja Blast. Fire sauce and sauce packet floaties.
What's happening?
Because the Bell, a Taco Bell hotel
what?
And resort, you get both for the price of one, is opening for a limited time in Palm Springs, California.
That sounded like slam poetry.
August, right?
Yeah. That is the most American thing I've ever heard in my life.
Did you know, guys, Taco Bell has a hotel?
Motel? Holiday Inn?
No, you got to pay money for this.
Just like, yeah, your pillow smells like Cool Ranch Doritos.
Just how I like it.
Instead of a mint under your pillow, it's a whole soft shell taco.
It gets replaced daily.
I mean, shit, you know they got breakfast now, right?
Oh, take a shower in really? Hot sauce.
Yeah, Taco Bell got breakfast.
Mm-hmm. You just throw an egg at your face and say, fuck you.
Welcome to the Bell.
Oh, man. All right. Well,
yeah.
Now we're all introduced. Oh, wait. Where's Cam at? Okay. Anyway. So
taking care of his dog.
Yeah.
Don't kill it, though. He might whip out like John Wick.
Now we're all introduced. We're going to move into what we've been playing.
Hey.
So,
Marcus, what you been playing?
Remember I said,
what you say, Marcus?
That I was gonna beat Days Gone.
Where are you
previously
now?
On the podcast?
Where are you now, laddie?
Yeah, so that didn't happen.
Been busy loving your non-existent wife.
Yes, that. I thought I was further in the game than I was, and apparently, Sean showed me that apparently this bullshit ass game is way longer than it needs to be.
Oh shit!
So I still got like a few hours left. So
it's like the game that just keeps on giving.
Yeah,
you herpes.
Yes,
I'm curious now. It says the average time to beat is about 36 hours.
If you start from halfway through.
That's what I'm saying.
If your completion is 60 hours, so.
Ooh.
Well.
I really wish Sony would like show you how many hours time you play with games.
Yeah, right.
Shoot, I wish this game was not what it was, but we don't get what we want, so.
Well, how are you liking it still?
I think I was saying off mic, I've gotten to the point of the game where it's easy, sort of. Like. Yeah. You know, I still can't take down hordes yet because I don't have the napalm, but everything else, like, I can stealth kill heavily armored enemies and the breakers, the freakers that are, like, the fucking steroided
boys. Here's the thing.
Boys.
Ooh.
You don't have to beat a horde all in one go.
Mm.
It memorizes how much of the horde you have defeated.
Oh, so when you come back, it's like not 100%.
You can shoot half of them, run away, go do 10 missions, and come back and shoot the other half. It'll finally say such and such horde. So you can run past, throw a napalm or Molotov.
I'll be back later.
Run the fuck off and go do some other shit.
I'll just say this. I'm not sure how many hordes I'm going to beat because I don't feel the incentive to do it because I'm so tired of this game.
Wait, you're not going to 100% the game?
No. I do have one horde that I defeated on accident. They were all in a cave sleep.
So you snuck up on it.
And I threw a...
You war crime committing motherfucker.
I threw a pipe bomb into the cave.
Yo, he
you pulled a... Vietnamese...
He pulled a Rick from Walking Dead. Rolled up. Stab, 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 stab.
Yeet. And it said Horde was doing
you dirty. Oh,
I went shit. In there, collected my bounties, and bounced. But
Negan gonna roll up on you soon.
Bounties, which by the way, are freaker ears in Days Gone. You turn those in for camp credits.
Yeah, so when guys are talking about like, or Sean, you said like you get 1,000 something.
The max bounties you can carry at one time is about 1,080 roughly. Because at one point I just went and started exterminating hordes left and right. And I was just trying to get all the ears I could. Yeah. That's as weird as that fucking sounds.
Yep. I was collecting
all the ears I could, and it just maxed out. And I was like, well, shit, now I got to leave all these ears on the ground. I wasn't ready to spend my ears yet, so.
My pockets aren't big enough for all these ears.
Yeah, so I don't think the game intended, you know.
I don't think the game intended for a lot of things.
I didn't know it came here to be disrespected. Anyway.
But yeah, like I said, outside, I mean, the gameplay is still pretty fun and awesome. It's easier to get through. It's just the length of the game is so padded. It's just like a chore, sadly. But yeah, that's all I played. I didn't get a chance to play Overwatch at all this week.
Yeah, me neither.
But yeah. What you been playing, Sean?
So because I missed last weekend.
Uh-huh.
And I probably got ADD. I don't know. I just haven't been diagnosed. I played a lot of games these past 2 weeks because I'm done at Borderlands. It's just not.
Oh, you beat it?
No.
Oh.
No. I'm just.
No.
I'm not playing with anybody. And I mean, playing with randoms is okay, but like nobody's fucking talking. So.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I was like reviving everybody. Why am I the best person? I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing. So I was reviving all the randoms like constantly. I'm sure it'd be more fun with your friends, but it's just not fun solo. The game is so vast and expansive.
We'll pick it up in September.
Yeah. And then,
yeah.
So I let my
promise.
Marcus will still be playing Days Gone.
Shut your ass.
I let my cousin borrow my Days Gone and he swapped Sekiro with me. Shadows Die Twice.
Oh, okay. That's a fair trade, right? Yeah.
This is a Bloodborne / Dark Souls, Demon Souls type game.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
It's not for me.
So not a fair trade.
I got to a certain portion where I was just stuck. And I was like, and I don't even know how I did this. I like, man, fuck this. And I just started exploring and found another boss that you could get to. And he still whooped my ass. But like, there's a gameplay loop where... If you die, you lose, I don't know what you want to call it, like little souls or credits that you would spend to like upgrade your shit.
Yeah.
If you die, you lose half of it. But if you rest at a little statue or whatever the hell, you keep everything you've earned up until that point, but then it revives all the enemies.
Yeah, everyone spawns back.
So I got to a loop where I couldn't beat the boss. But I just kept on killing all the lower enemies, go back, rest, kill all lower, until I had stacked up enough credits to just like upgrade like damn near all of my skills and shit. Still nice. Still can't beat the boss. But
I'm strong as fuck. But he's stronger than me, but I'm strong as fuck.
But I was fucking them lower dudes up. Yeah. So I just kept on going through that loop.
Oh shit.
For like hours.
Wow.
Sounds like a fun time.
I mean, I'm sure it's a fun game, but that's not my style of game. Like,
yeah, fair. Yeah.
I'm sure if I gave it more effort, like I came close to beating him, but that's not my style of thing. Yeah.
No, you realize you could be, and then you realize I don't need this game anymore.
Yeah, I'm not gonna. This is just the first boss. Fuck this.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you would have got to that fucking gorilla, boy.
There's a gorilla.
Oh yeah.
There's a gorilla.
Anywho, I started Shenmue 2.
I want to ask you something.
What? Where are you from? You're not from Guilin, are you?
I'm from Japan.
Oh.
Shut up. The graphics aren't dated. The graphics aren't dated. Although they did
insert bad voice acting the game.
For its time, I'm sure it was groundbreaking. Right? The lips and shit actually move. They inserted some quality of life improvements in the game. Like, it has a mini map now. If somebody tells you to, like, go somewhere and find some shit, they'll ask, like, if you talk to somebody on the street, they'll be like, yeah, I know where it is. Follow me, and you can follow them or whatever.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
So, I haven't gotten too far because, like I said, I got ADD. I've been bouncing between games. Every time I got bored or I died in a game, I'd be like, fuck this, next game.
Jump with a different game.
So, I got maybe, like, 2 or 3 hours into that.
Dang.
As y'all announced last podcast, I got Overwatch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How'd you like Overwatch? Heavy sigh. Okay.
People have been playing this since it came out. What, 2016? I think it said March, May, whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
This isn't like Call of Duty where it's annualized and then you jump into it like late in the game and people have only been playing it for 6 months to a year.
Right,
people have been playing
right.
This shit for 3 years. I had all of my 45 minutes of gameplay from the beta, so of course the game is vastly different now.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is you got the cheeks clapped repeatedly.
I had protection. I mean, I played with Doug. I think I played with Marcus and
yeah,
your girlfriend.
We played some games.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, I don't know. Y'all tell me how I did.
I mean, honestly, like
Doug said, I was doing half decent. I mean, given the fact that we're playing against people,
was that his
level,
word specifically? You're half decent.
I mean, he said I was decent. I mean, because we're playing against people fucking at
half
his level.
Is bad.
We're playing at people his level.
Like, honestly, I think that the biggest thing was you were playing Bastion when we were playing.
Yeah.
And, like, you didn't have, like, we were all trying to do our best, but, like, our teammates sometimes would not be on their jobs. And so, like, you wouldn't be getting protected the way that you should as Bastion. But then also sometimes because you were so used to play Call of Duty, you're used to running up on fools, and it's like Bastion shouldn't be doing that.
It's like, are you flanking with Bastion? I'm like, I don't know, nigga. I'm just trying to fucking.
I got a gun. What the fuck you mean?
I feel like the main
trying
thing.
Push this nigga wig back, yo. What you saying?
I feel like the main thing is just, you know, since you're just getting back into the game, it's finding a character that fits your style the better. You know.
Yes, I was jumping around between. Yeah. He's like, why are you choosing Ana to heal? I'm like, I don't know, nigga. I can aim down sight. Shit, what you say?
Oh, wait, Ana can heal? What the fuck?
Did you get a play of the game recently, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
I with. Fuck. With the flying nigga.
Farrah.
Yeah, there you go. I mean, that plays.
Farrah
like,
is a woman.
The flying nigga with the. Listen. Listen.
Excuse you, she is a sand nigga.
It reminds me of I don't know if it was Unreal Tournament Quake. Could you jump around and fly and shit? Yeah. It reminds me of like Unreal Tournament and Quake where like you had the rocket launchers.
Yeah.
And you were jumping around and shit. Exactly. So yeah, I mean there's certain play styles with certain characters that I identify with.
Yeah. I definitely like she's one of my people that I
so
play.
I mean like I'm just trying to find somebody, but
yeah, that's fair.
I'm trying to find myself in the game. It's okay. Mm. I started Jonathan Blow's The Witness.
Wow. Why?
I was curious.
What?
See, no.
A name. I'm guessing that the person who made the game is named Jonathan Blow.
Yes.
But all of that together sounds like Jonathan gave a witness some head.
That is actually what the game is about. So no, it's a puzzle game.
And that's the mystery.
The puzzle of getting them pants open.
You start in this tunnel, which is like pitch black, and then there are literally no enemies. It's just an island full of
puzzles.
Yeah, puzzles.
A fire festival.
You find Ja Rule on this island. No.
Maybe if I pull his pants down.
I'm reporting y'all. It's literally an island full of puzzles. You unlock more puzzles to get to unlock more puzzles on the game and stuff like that. But it's interesting if you're into these sort of games. So, like, there'll be shit where you have to, like, follow a path kind of thing. And then there's one where there's a red and yellow one that you're controlling, but you're only controlling one color. And then, like, it's doing the opposite shit. And you're supposed to hit all of, like, certain points in a maze.
Yeah.
And then further into this shit, one of the lines turns invisible. So you just have to kind of guess what the fuck is going on.
Right. It's like puzzles are built off of other puzzles kind of thing.
So, I mean, I like puzzle games and physics type games, actually.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just hard as shit, though.
Okay.
Right.
Got tired of that. Started playing N++ again, which is an old ass game.
Yeah.
That's that ninja physics game that we played, which is actually fun with four people. Marcus, you should try it.
Ninja physics.
It's basically a single screen game where all the characters are really small.
Right.
And you can run and jump, I think.
Yeah, you can run and jump.
I would hope you're a ninja.
Yes. Well, I was going to say you're black, but you can be any color.
So they have gold and stuff that counts as the time you collect the gold because all the levels are timed. But they have different stage hazards like bombs. They have these little...
Oh, I've heard of this game. Yeah.
Yeah, they got rockets and lasers that shoot at you. You're supposed to ultimately... hit all the switches to exit the level and then come in like groups of five, but it's multiplayer.
Okay.
Although they did take out the online multiplayer because it did used to have that.
Yeah.
I played Darius Burst Chronicle Saviors, which is like an old school.
Oh, that's one title.
Yup.
Oh, okay.
It's a Japanese style spaceship. You know, you collect shit, it upgrades your guns and stuff like that.
Okay.
I only got this because I used to like it on the Sega Genesis.
Oh, okay.
It's a rail shooter game,
like top down rail shooter.
I mean, this is side scrolling, but yeah, same shit.
Iron Hander. I need that game to come back.
Apex Legends. I got on that again. I'm wrecking shit. I play a little bit of that every day now. Yeah. So I've been getting a couple wins on it. And then, of course.
Yeah, you're bringing up our viewership on our Instagram with your with your Apex.
Right.
So keep that up so that we can get more followers.
Okay. I've been plugging. In, like people's lives.
No, yeah.
Plugging
like you're officially the Instagram person now. So thanks for that.
Oh god. And then Smash Brothers, of course, they released the new DLC character Hero,
and that's his first name
and his last name. No, they said you can refer to them as 11, 8, Orusa, and
Stranger Things,
something else.
Yeah.
What in the Stranger Things? No, but yeah. I like the character.
Yeah, I definitely also do like the character as well.
I'm going to say some bullshit
now.
What a
shock. Because DJ was talking big shit in the Slack. No.
What I was saying was that that character is broken.
Uh-huh.
And I will continue to say...
It's not as broken as it seems.
Yeah, he's not as broken.
He's a fun character to play. It is super fucking random.
Yeah.
He has like... 20 or 30 different spells in a drop down menu that you're supposed to
so
navigate.
His down B is a drop down menu. Now, the crazy thing about
good
it.
Good luck not getting clapped while you're trying to figure out.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, like, you can quickly, like, every time you pull the drop down menu, you get four random, like, skills
out of your 20 or 30. Yeah.
And if you can do it, like, in the air and, like, wherever.
Right.
But, like, once you do it, your character will, like, all the control is gone except for the menu.
Right.
Unless you press the shield button. Or there's another.
Or you just get slapped in the fucking face.
We are fighting. What the fuck are you doing?
So he also has a mana pool or a mana bar.
Yes.
Of 100. And that refills like one mana per second. Or as long as you're hitting people, when you cause damage, it refills.
I did not know that part.
Yeah. I've been playing him.
Yeah.
I've been playing him. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, I guess a quick rundown of the character. His forward attack is a two-hit attack.
Mm-hmm.
So, he hits with the shield, and then he hits with the actual sword for his, like, forward A kind of thing.
But you can charge each of his moves.
Yes.
As three stages.
Right. Okay. So, when you hold B, he charges a fireball. When you hold forward B, he charges, like, an electric attack. The third stage of the electric... That's four fingers. Okay. The third stage
you
of the
can't
electric
count Ori, nigga, goddamn.
Hey, I corrected myself, okay. But the third stage of the attack, he like hits lightning up in the air and then hits it around him.
Yeah.
And for the longest of time, I was just relying on that charge B attack.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Because it's just like, oh, this shit's strong and doesn't take up that much mana. But like the forward B attack is a
takes less.
Yeah, it takes less, but it's also a really good like camping attack. Like if someone's trying to get back on the stage, you could sit on the edge of the stage and just charge that and like catch them because it has a really good range.
So all of his moves, his up B as well has three stages.
Yeah. And his up B is so powerful. So his up B is literally, he kind of slows down in the air if he's falling and he charges his attack and he creates at the third stage, he creates three tornadoes under him that shoots him up in the air.
Oh.
But the tornadoes also do damage. Oh. So if you time that just right as a person trying to get back on stage and you charge that up B, the person can't.
Oh, so you can charge it near the edge of the stage.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I definitely
see... We're going to throw some hands after the cast.
Let's do it. I definitely see a nerf coming his way.
So they actually wanted to ban him. I don't know if you read about all this controversy. Seriously? In the Smash Brothers tournaments.
Yeah.
Because, first of all, he seemed broken. And then there's another controversy about people... whether or not you're going to be allowed to change your language. Because, of course, everybody else can see you going through the menu to choose your...
attack.
Yeah, your attack. So... some people are talking about memorizing Japanese or Dutch or whatever the fuck and just changing their shit so they only know what's going on in the menu. Like, yeah.
Bruh, I don't have the time.
That's a new level of petty.
That's the new meta right there. Learning a whole new fucking language.
Just to learn Mandarin right quick.
Niggas out here downloading Duolingo so they can play Super Smash Brothers.
Oh, you playing Smash? I'm playing Smash.
Oh, all right. It's time to practice. Let me learn this high Valyrian.
What the fuck?
Niggas out here doing Dothraki,
right?
So they can play Super Smash.
DJ, what you been playing, bro?
Holy shit! So, guys, along with Smash, playing Hero, I also been playing a little game called Dragon's Dogma.
Fuck that shit. Next.
No. I have a little story. Okay, so I need you guys.
We'll see if it makes the cast. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
I hate you guys. All right. So, the story takes place in nighttime. I am journeying to a checkpoint to complete this quest.
Okay.
All of a sudden, I see a text prompt on screen. And I'm like, I'm not talking to any of my characters. What the fuck is this? I've completely forgot about this. Because after this happened, I realized, oh, I know exactly what happened. Mm-hmm. And this random person named like Snake talking about, I am the forest that attacks you kind of bullshit. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? The next person pops up talking about like, I am this guy that terrorized you. I'm like, what the fuck is going on right now? I have completely caught off guard on this. Next thing you know,
Curry pops up. I am the one.
Out of the darkness, some dudes jump the fuck out of me. Oh, mind you, I take them all out very quickly. But that initial hit, didn't see that coming.
As I take his foreskin.
So I take them out. I loot their bodies, kind of rattled a little bit. I go into this cave, just trying to, you know, catch myself, like figure myself out. I'm like, all right, let me get back to my checkpoint thing. I journey through this cave. I come out the cave, still dark. I only have a lantern to guide me and my mini map. So,
Nick, you suck.
I still got 19 seconds left. So, as I'm journeying through my checkpoint, I hear in the darkness, bitch. And I'm like, what is that? And then I hear it louder, bitch.
You said that.
The
word bitch.
Yeah, he called me bitch. So, if you guys remember from last episode of the podcast, there was this little dragon that I had encountered, and it had called me a bitch. And I went over to settle that, and I realized I wasn't in no shape to even mess with him.
Because I don't have 8 life bars.
Yes. So, this is dark, and I hear him, then I see him, and then I hear him, I see him, and then he attacks me.
Did you smell him?
I didn't. Actually, he got real close to me, so I did smell him, yes.
You gonna smell my cologne.
And I proceeded to beat his ass.
Oh, hey, okay. Check you out.
All the way. Because I did not have my fire sword. I had a normal ass sword, and I was just beating him over the head. didn't even bother doing that whole cutting his chest open to fight the high. I just beat him over the head.
Oh, he just hears clanging noises. Cling, clang, cling, clang, cling, cling, clang, clang.
Bitch, I told you not.
That was probably, I think I stopped playing after that. Like, I was just like, you know what? I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I got to the part where he was such an issue. Now I got nothing to worry about.
Okay.
Now I got nothing to worry about. I mean, there's a bigger dragon at the end of the game that's going to be way hell to deal with. But for right now,
my brother.
Steve.
All right. Well, that's what we've been playing.
Yes.
And before we go
into
our message for our sponsors, we're going to have a quick shout out session.
Hey.
So holla at it.
So, dear listeners, we appreciate you guys talking to us.
Do it more.
Yes, yes, please.
Please. Absolutely. And we like to give a little shout out to Samuel Abrams because he fact checked us.
Our first fact checking.
Very first fact checking. Apparently, you cannot get panties in vending machines in Japan.
Used panties.
Used panties. Fresh panties.
Fresh panties.
Nah, I don't think you can buy panties at all in vending machines. So I was doing a little research.
Hey, we need to send Samuel back to Japan
to do research. Our field correspondent.
You're right.
So apparently, like, some shops will advertise that you can buy panties and shit still,
oh, really?
But it's a trick. You can't actually.
Exactly. It turns out that
just
it's
to
cops.
Get people in. And
you go, you come get your free panties.
You're under arrest.
Son of a bitch.
So, no, they have other various vending machines, but no more panties in them. So more lawful items in them now.
So shout out, I don't even remember when we said that, but shout out to Sam for keeping us honest.
Thanks, man.
He actually makes chiptunes.
Really?
Yeah, he has a website, samuelabrams.com.
Look at that. Shoot, you make got free promotion.
Hey,
yeah.
You know,
so all 10 of you, check it out.
Maybe you know, homeboy can make us a beat.
Yeah.
You know?
We can use... and freak it.
Yes.
And then also another friend of mine, Roy Knight, aka DJ.
Why you gotta do this?
Do it. Say
it.
No, say the whole fucking thing.
All right, here we go, guys.
He's sweating.
I am sweating. Schrodinger? Sure you can.
Schrodinger? That's Schrodinger's gato.
There we go.
Oh my
God. He's one of my more vocal supporters.
Hey, look, yeah. I draw, okay? I don't talk.
So shout out to you, Roy, bro, because we appreciated those messages of support that you've been sending us, and we'll be working on some things soon to acquiesce to your requests.
That sounds
what?
Next.
I know big words, nigga. Anyway. And now we're going to have a word from our sponsors.
SamuelAbrams.com.
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Hey, everyone. Have you been enjoying this episode so far? Would you like to make sure you keep getting the best laughs, latest news, most fire takes? Then we're going to need your help. If you haven't already, please subscribe to our show. And if you have, tell 3 people about the podcast. Could be strangers, could be friends, could be loved ones, hated ones. Who cares? Every little bit helps. After you've done that, please follow us on Facebook at Press X, #2, Start. At Instagram at Press X, #2, Start. And Twitter, Press X, #2, S. And now, on our YouTube page at Press X to Start TV. If you've done all these things, well done. You're a real one.
And we're back.
Mm-hmm.
So, what's up with them quick hits, DJ?
Quick hit time! I just wanted to yell. I'm probably going to.
Sure ain't going to beat your ass right? Yelling in their goddamn house.
The fuck were you so loud? All right. Number one, The Outer Worlds, the upcoming single player sci-fi RPG from Obsidian Entertainment, the people who made Fallout New Vegas.
Oh.
And Pirate Division. They didn't make Pirate Division. Pirate Division is another company. They're coming to Switch.
Yay. Okay.
All right. Awesome. Great. Cool. You know, I was excited, but apparently no one else in the entire world. Number two, Sony plans to make everyone with a PS4 a competitive gamer.
Yay. Why?
Because they need something else to do.
They're launching seasonal online tournaments, and they're going to have cash prizes.
Yes. The first games that are starting, or first games they are starting with, is Mortal Kombat 11,
nah.
Warface, mm. and Battlefield 5. I don't even understand. Like, they're Mortal Kombat 11.
More but, games later. I'm going to check out Warface.
Yeah. Is that free, right?
We could check it. I don't fucking know. All
right, we'll figure it out.
But Mortal Kombat 11, I'm still waiting for that special edition because I'm not buying it until.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, they do this every damn time.
Yeah.
They release a game of the year type edition with all the extras. So,
yeah, I think Nightwolf is like the next character that they're going to be releasing. Cool. Number three, Need for Speed is alive.
So, the existence of an upcoming Need for Speed was revealed in a investor report.
And it's a movie.
No.
They already had one. It starred Jesse Pinkman.
No, they didn't.
It starred Jesse Pinkman and Freddie Mercury.
Why are you doing this?
Number four, GTA 5 Online has its biggest day ever in 6 years.
What does that mean exactly?
So, the
niggas
day
is gambling, that's
that,
what happened.
Yes, the day that they released the casino update.
Yeah, like the most people online or?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So all the people that are just like, no, this is terrible.
I'd check it out.
The people are like, fuck it, this is great.
I'd check it out, but I don't know where my copy is. I've lost my physical copy. Man.
If you spend $10 now, you can get a free copy.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Wait, if you spend $10, you get... The real reason people showed up on that day was because the trailer of the new update featured amazing pop song written by Rick James himself, Party All the Time by Eddie Murphy.
You're right.
And that's why everybody came back.
Shit.
Because that song is amazing.
Speaking of which,
yeah.
Eddie Murphy is having an upcoming Netflix special soon.
Really?
Yeah, he's coming back to the scene.
Look at that. We're just giving out.
We'll see how that goes.
Promotions is left and right, man. We'll see how that goes.
He's going to go do donkey impressions the entire 2 hours.
Donkey! No.
All right, number five. Speaking of donkeys.
I love puffies.
That's right in my face, Frank. Ain't no damn brimstone.
No Man's Sky Beyond is coming in 2 weeks. Actually, 1 week once you hear this because of our schedule. So, yeah, you know, cool. Enjoy
for
it. August 14th,
still
guys.
Playing. For all those people still playing No Man's Sky, that I bought that.
Yeah, I did too. Yeah.
At launch.
Yeah, I did too.
Do you beat the game and you start to fuck over? Nah, I traded that right in.
You got farther than I did.
No. I didn't actually beat it. I looked it up. Oh.
You guys.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Fools.
Yeah. You know, more power to them for continuing this game.
Yeah.
Number six, Ninja, the popular streamer.
From Deontwood?
Yes.
Deontwood?
That one. Announces he is leaving Twitch to stream exclusively on Mixer.
Yet, he still won't mix his gameplays with women.
So apparently he had about 80,000 people watching him his first stream because he did it at Lollapalooza in wherever the hell that is.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, like he even had a...
Imagine going to Lollapalooza and watching someone play video games.
The world. I mean, that's like the...
Depends on how good he is.
That's like the new esports stadium that they're building in Philly, though. So, I mean... It's getting there, as odd as it seems.
I guess so.
I will say, though, the Fortnite Championship,
yeah,
the setup was fucking amazing.
I did see some clips of that.
It was like screens on screens of showing like different... It was really cool.
So he's leaving behind 14.7 million followers on Twitch.
Yep.
And I think he has roughly about 370 now on Mixer. I'm sure it'll grow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, Microsoft had to have cut him a solid check.
Bank.
Like, this is your first installment. Like, here is insurance in case you don't really get anywhere near that many people on your channel. Like, yeah,
So the next biggest streamers on Twitch are Shroud apparently, and Dr. Disrespect.
Yeah.
And Dr. Disrespect acts like he doesn't give a shit, whereas Shroud is trying to fill in that gap.
Yeah,
he's trying to. Yeah,
I'm imagining that most of the check that Ninja got from Microsoft is going to hair dye.
You know what? I was thinking of that, and I was hoping you were going to get to that joke. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Curtains
old
drapes.
Sonic head ass nigga.
Number seven. Sony to raise PS5 costs thanks to fucking Trump.
God.
Or U.S. tariffs, whatever.
Same damn thing. It. We don't even know what it was, but we know it's higher than it was going to be. Shit, man.
Well, now
shit was going to be $200. Now it's $680. What the fuck?
Would we go pick it outside the White House at that point once they announce the price?
They shoot at us.
It's like, I'm already angry at that man because black.
Bruh.
And now you done come from a video games too. You son of a bitch.
You know First, what? They came for me when I was black. I said nothing.
But my video games.
There was no one to stand with me.
Oh, shit. I mean, yeah, this is kind of crazy because I feel like this is going to be one of the moves that's going to bite him in the ass come elections. Because
people don't give a
shit. No, because if you think about it, election day is like November 6th or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure the console is going to be out before then. And when people get hit in their wallets and everyone's just like, yeah, it's because of the tariffs. If Sony is putting out a statement, I'm pretty sure Microsoft and Nintendo are going to also put out statements too. Talking about, yeah, because of the US tariffs, this is why you're paying an extra $150 for this console. Watch.
People don't care. They vote against their interests.
You're right.
We lazy. Anywho,
that's it for the quick hits.
Yeah. Yes.
And now for the heavy hitters, tell us about these games, Sean.
The free games for PlayStation in August is Wipeout Omega Collection and Sniper Elite 4.
So I will be playing neither of those.
Why not?
Apparently, Sniper Elite 4 will not be coming out in the Asia market or something.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, the Wipeout Omega Collection is Wipeout 2048, Wipeout HD, and the HD Fury expansion.
And Cyberpunk 2079.
Sounds like I'm going to be doing a lot of tripping, guys.
Oh, okay. You going to try it out?
Yeah, I played Wipeout before.
Mm. Okay, so Xbox free game is Gears of War 4. Did they have something after that? Is that the most recent one?
Yeah, because 5 is the next one.
That's interesting. Yeah. Forza Motorsport 6. Torchlight and then Castlevania Lords of the Shadow.
So, I mean, that's not a bad lineup. I don't
that's
know.
Not a bad lineup. It's not. Xbox.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's not bad at all.
You hear that, Sony?
You guys are going to get Wipeout. You're going to like it.
If you don't wipe out, you're going to get sniped. All right. Next up.
All right. So, Red Dead Online. Still happening, apparently.
And yeah.
In their new update, they have added some specialized roles.
Hey.
So, the three roles that have been revealed so far are the bounty hunter, the trader, and the collector.
The collector.
Not to be confused with the collector from the MCU.
That's exactly what I was thinking of.
Yeah. Each has very different focus and helps broaden the Red Dead Online appeal beyond the shootouts in front of saloons, which, honestly, I mean, everybody played that game to get drunk, tie up their best friend, and drive them and their horse off a cliff.
Or even a complete stranger.
Yeah.
Fucking jackass.
I mean, you could do that in real life. You don't need...
I mean, yeah, you could. You honestly could. You won't respawn in real life, but...
Sure.
Have at it. Sure. But, so a little rundown on these individual roles. So the bounty hunter will set players on a path to bringing in outlaws and nearby players with high enough bounty. And basically the progression path for this role will unlock items such as a reinforced lasso for tougher targets.
Wait, pause. What the fuck does a reinforced lasso look like? Is it steel plated?
It's black licorice.
It's the lasso of truth from Wonder Woman.
And you'll also be able to get some flashy gun spinning tricks. And you'll have the ability to use Eagle Eye while sprinting and galloping.
On horseback.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
No, on your feet.
Come here.
You become a centaur and you gallop around the Old West.
Can you imagine the silhouette of a guy just like galloping? What the fuck is that?
It's a monster.
Yeah, I remember them books, the animals,
Animorphs,
whatever. Yeah, Animorphs.
Yes.
Fucking
yes.
them books with them animals. Fucking National Geographic.
You can tell I ain't never read one of them shits.
I used to read those.
Girl animals.
That's where your progression stopped, DJ. Right.
Next up are traders. And they offer a very different Red Dead Online experience, which is designed for players to establish and develop a business from the camp.
Oh, shit.
Just in case you didn't realize that this was a Rockstar Online game.
Yep.
and they've been doing that shit with Grand Theft Auto, so they're bringing that to Red Dead.
Yep.
What business could you possibly... I mean,
well,
squirrels.
By collecting materials and turning them into goods, you can score a profit and gain new skills.
That's actually cool.
So traders can upgrade a camp with a weapon locker, stew pot, hunting wagons so they can bring in bigger hauls, and recruit dogs that can warn of impending enemy attacks.
So,
can they shoot bees out their mouth?
No. Okay. I would really only be a trader just so I could have dogs.
Yeah.
You gonna fight them like Michael Vick, nigga?
No. Oh. I would pet them. I would spend all my time petting the dogs.
There, boy.
That's a boy right there.
So, okay. My thing about the trader is that it seems like, can you do that by yourself? Because it seems like you're upgrading the camp. So that seems weird. We're like the bounty hunter, you can definitely go out and be a bounty hunter.
I feel like the trader is a utility, like that is definitely one that you probably want to use when you're running with a gang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm guessing it's just going to generate your camp money. I'm wondering if people can come buy stuff from you.
It'd be cool if you could open up like a storefront.
Possibly.
Or a brothel.
Or a brothel. Hey. Hey. Got to diversify your profits.
And then lastly, collectors.
With G-strings.
Who hunt out lost jewelry, rare arrowheads, and other treasures.
Did you say rare? Okay, I thought you said wear arrowheads.
No, rare.
Fucking being a
collector. DJ, stop playing footsie with me, nigga.
And other treasures that can either be sold as individual pieces or as highly valuable sets. Progressing the collector path unlocks tools to aid in search of rare items, such as refined binoculars, which are also made out of black licorice. A horse lantern, which is literally a horse
made out of a lantern,
beams of light through its eyes.
That would be dope.
And a metal detector, which is exactly what you think it is.
It's a stick.
And the roles are not a lock-in choice, so you could actually play all three simultaneously or choose one to spend all your efforts on.
That's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah.
Like that, depending on how that actually plays out, that could, nope. I was going to say that could bring me back into the game, but.
No, it's not.
Yeah, this falls stacked.
It's not going to, no.
Nah.
It's not going to do it at all.
Yeah, no.
So, yeah. What about you, DJ? What's your news story?
E3 data got breached. Yeah, so E3 data breach, you know, that sucks. It leaks thousands of registered journalists.
Oh, no.
Which is great if you want to attack these journalists. Now you have the information to do it. So,
hide your kids, hide your wives,
and your game consoles. Nothing is safe. A spreadsheet was available on the E3 website listing detailed contact information for over 2,000 journalists, content creators, analysts, and others who applied for and received credentials for the event this year. The list apparently existed so that the game game companies can reach out to news media and content creators, you know, and just have that communication essentially. Unfortunately, that list became public. The list was pulled down within a few hours of ESA being notified, but that wasn't soon enough because, you know, that people's information got out. Whatever goes on the internet is on the internet forever, basically.
This is from people hiring their friends, nephews, cousins, brother who knows computers.
Like,
it's just like Baron Trump. He's good at the computers. Like, people are being like ridiculously lax. We're hearing about a new data breach almost every week.
Yeah, man, it's getting crazy.
I believe this is an elaborate scheme to take down Jason Schreier.
They're going through all these thousands of journalists just to get for
he's doing too much good work.
So the ESA released a statement saying that ESA was made aware of the website's vulnerability that led to the contact list of registered journalists attending E3 being made public. Once notified, we immediately took steps to protect that data and shut down the site, which is no longer available, which is great. And they all say, we regret this occurrence. We regret this, and that is a mistype. We regret this occurrence and have put measures in place. Oh, okay. I see what's happening there. You know what? Let's take a quick pause real quick.
The beatings will continue until morale improves.
Words are difficult sometimes. Especially when they are next to each other.
So you don't have all the words. You know who does have the words?
Who has the words?
He who shall not be named. Anyway.
Yeah, it really sucks. You know, they should have did better, of course.
Anyway. Call of Duty.
Hey, that has all the words. All the words that I like.
They're getting rid of score streaks. They're going back to kill streaks now. Hey. So at one point, I don't remember which. Oh, okay. Black Ops 2. Mm-hmm. They introduced score streaks for those people who aren't all that good at
maintaining
a kill streak, you know, yeah, multiple people. So, other, you know, you could help the team in other ways, like, I don't know, getting points through assists and
right.
capping the flag and right. stuff like that.
They're like points you can build up even though you die.
So, yeah, you could play defensively.
Right.
And still, like, get score streaks. So, like, not only, like, the hyper good people at Call of Duty would get the streaks and what have you. So they're bringing that back.
Which I'm okay with.
This Call of Duty, Modern Warfare 2019, is using a new engine, finally.
Oh, can't wait.
Although, we'll see how it does.
Yeah.
I will be playing that game for the single player experience and then leaving.
You better come online and...
Nope.
Them cheeks.
He's going to play online.
I refuse. Oh, God. Because okay. I am super hot trash at those types of games.
But if you're playing with us, it's fine.
No. You guys will be mean to me and I will leave.
Shoot him, Marcus!
Do you know how to aim? Jesus!
So apparently when you're using night vision... when you're using night vision mode now, apparently, if you have like a laser sight, people will actually determine your location, yes, because they can see where the laser is, yeah, coming from.
So, oh, okay. So that's, yeah, a new addition. So
they have new night maps where you have to have a night vision, like,
Google
thing on your head kind of thing.
Yes.
So you can turn that off and on. We turn it off, of course, it's dark as crap.
Right.
Yeah. You really can't see.
But you see that laser sight.
Right. Well, that's, yeah, you can see other people's laser sights. So the way that they balance out is that once you have your night vision turned on, of course, you can see the map. But every time you ADS, your laser pointer will come out. And anyone can see that.
I don't know what ADS is, but...
Aim down sights.
Okay.
Sorry. Did you just say AIDS?
That is pretty... That's a really cool little attention to detail.
Oh, yeah.
That's a very cool...
Yeah, like recently they had a stream where they were just showing a bunch of the maps, like people playing. They had two versus two, the gunfight.
Yeah.
They had like 5 versus 5, 10 versus 10, and 20 versus 20.
They're gonna have a ground war mode that can support over 100 players, yes, apparently.
And one of the kill streaks, you get a fucking tank. I don't know how I feel about that, because that is one of the things that drove me away from like World at War.
Yeah.
Because, like, I just didn't like dealing with the tanks. They were so overpowered.
Landmaster! Like...
So, I'll see how that goes. Like, when the person got the tank, it was very much so, boom, dead, boom, dead, boom, dead, boom,
dead. But, I
mean,
you have more ways to deal with that type of shit in Call of Duty, I feel.
Yeah, I just hope that it's a bit more balanced.
Okay, so a new thing they added to the game is if you have excessive weapon mods, it's going to slow down your aim down sights time.
That shit's stacked.
So each weapon supports up to 5 mods, but if you do it, like, it'll slow your speed as well as maybe your movement speed.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
and
I don't need to move. They just die around.
And then they have their cross-platform, so you can play PC, Xbox, and PS4. Mm-hmm. And they will just filter out people based on what peripherals they're using to play.
Yeah.
So.
Which is good.
Okay. I don't wanna, so for those people using those Dance Dance Revolution mats, hats off to you. Gonna be looking for a lobby forever.
Why is that guy dancing like that?
All right. Well, Marcus.
All right. And last for up. Our last news story, the first Fortnite World Cup champion of the world.
It's Drake.
No.
Oh, shit.
It's the homie.
He's not from Wishnigga Wood?
He's not. It's the homie, Rich Nigga Kyle, a.k.a. Booga.
Pete Buttigieg?
So, he's the first grand champion of the Fortnite World Cup. This man, or sorry, boy.
Yes.
Because
yes.
He's 16. Boy. Took home a trophy and $3 million.
Bruh.
To put that into perspective.
Probably bought home some cheeks, too.
He's 16.
That was.
You know, what's that mean?
Fair enough. Never mind.
I was cheeking up at 16. You know what you're saying?
Fair enough. You guys,
anyway.
You lived a charmed life. I'm just kidding. I lost my virginity at 27.
Last week.
You for serious?
No.
Not that there's anything wrong with it. Didn't mean to make that face, Marcus. I apologize.
I would only be heard if it was the truth.
So, to put that into perspective, the last Wimbledon winner took home 2.9 mil. The last Masters winner took home 2 mil.
And he wasn't even white.
And the last PGA Tour winner took home $1.9 million. Which means the Fortnite Grand Champion took home more money than I think every sports winner of the year so far.
That is wonderful.
That is crazy town banana pants.
I want to say I resent my mama. They're telling me to get the fuck
straight,
off the game.
Straight up.
He ain't never going to make no goddamn money playing video games.
Yeah, I
resent my mama and my papa.
Telling me to get off them games and go outside.
You are wrong. All of you are wrong.
Look at me now, mom.
All I did was get dirty when I went outside.
Exactly. I went outside and I ain't making shit now.
And my foot's turned the wrong direction.
I'm on a podcast with 10 listeners.
Look at me now. Look at me now.
We could have all been champions.
Fucking streaming.
That's why we need a white parents.
It's not too late. You can still divorce your parents, probably.
Oh, my God. So,
I like to sign up for adoption. You're 30. So?
I said what I said.
I identify as 13.
Trans age.
Oh, shit.
Anyway, so the win at the Fortnite World Cup instantly catapulted Kyle into newer upper echelons of competition
at
Fortnite. Maybe that too. The new fame also got him some unwanted attention as hackers briefly took over his social media accounts following the win.
Man, that sucks.
Should have had on this two-step authentication, man.
I mean, hey, bro, like, you know, back then they didn't want you. Now they hot. They all hacking you.
Shit. Well, his social media team has regained control of his social media accounts.
For now. But yeah, shout out to Kyle, man. Like, let me borrow $5.
Yeah, sure, random black person.
I got you when my FEMA check come through, cuz.
Honestly, though, it is like, to close everything out, it's really interesting to see. I remember when esports got announced and, you know, they had Overwatch League and all that.
And you're like, what the fuck is this?
Right. And the fact that, one, it's had the staying power that it's truly had and only gotten more popular over time.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are bringing in millions of dollars off of competitive gameplay. It's interesting. I'm really curious to see where this goes from here and like how things continue to evolve and these prizes keep getting bigger. The platforms keep growing.
Yeah.
I'm just upset that I'm out of my prime now.
Yeah, right.
I used to be a monster.
So actually, this kind of goes back to Ninja taking the whole Mixer check.
Yeah.
Some people are actually speculating that like he's doing this because he realizes that he's probably getting pushed out of his prime. Because like he's past that age. Like he didn't qualify for the Fortnite Cup. So people are just like, well, I mean, say he stays on Twitch for another year or whatever. And he doesn't do as well as he used to do. And people are just like, oh, there's actually better people. And
I could have been a contender.
Right. So, like, if he takes the money now, like, that actually kind of works out. But
hey, competitive video gaming is a young man's game.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is they need a senior league that we can probably join.
Exactly. If they had a senior league.
I think what Marcus is saying is that everyone should be playing Dragon's Dogma.
Cut the shit. Cut the shit.
Get out of your own home.
Go stay outside in the rain.
Sing it out, man.
Well, this has been another episode of Press X Start Podcast. Oh, did you guys finish saying what you wanted to say?
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoyed making this episode as much as we enjoyed making this episode. Yes, I said it twice because I meant it twice.
All right.
He has all the words.
Don't forget to rate us on your favorite. Don't rate forget to rate and review us on your favorite podcasting app. There Every little bit helps. In case you missed any of this, you can find all the details and more at our website, pressx2start.com. I was going to make a joke, but I decided, you know what? Let me read the website first and then make the joke. The joke was, shut up, Marcus. Until next time.
Shut up, Marcus.
We have been Press X to Start.
No, shut up, Marcus.
Oh, shut up, Marcus.
Nah. Give money to our Patreon so we can get this nigga DJ hooked on phonics.
You know what? I'll make that a tier.
Our stretch goal.
Uno out.
Hey.
Oh, shit.